Hi, everyone. My name is Terry Hutchinson. I'm with Martin Tanner, and we are introducing a new podcast sponsored by the Interpreter Foundation called Interpreter Insights. We thought we'd just take a few minutes in this initial episode to introduce ourselves and our interests and tell you a little bit about what the program will be about. So we'll turn the time over to you, Martin, to start.
Thank you, Terry. It's a pleasure to do this podcast with you. I've been involved with defending the faith for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for a long, long, long time, since the late 1980s, involved with farms and Interpreter Foundation and other projects on radio, television, and elsewhere for basically ever. It's one of my big, big passions, and I'm excited to do this with Terry and to be involved in Interpreter and podcasts on Interpreter in a different way, giving you insights. We'll start out with insights into the book of Genesis.
So, to give you a little background, Martin, you've been involved with Van Hale, I think, for many years.
I have Van Hale was involved. He's one of the first people who ever did defense of the faith on the radio. He started out on KTOK in the early 1980s, and he and I did some occasional shows before I branched off and went over to KSL in 1990 to do my radio show there called Religion Today.
And my involvement is a little different. Since 1994, I have done a daily book review show in St. George, Utah on KDXU Radio, where I just recently retired it after almost 31 years, December 16th, 1994. So it was almost 31, and we retired it right the day before Thanksgiving. I worked my way through two co-hosts, both of them who retired. And I felt I didn't want to train a third, as they say. So my involvement in radio and defense of the faith has been a little more limited in scope. Every Thursday, I would generally do a religious book, and I would alternate non-LDS books and LDS books. And so I had the opportunity to interview a lot of authors of any kind, and because I had total control over the show, I would occasionally be able to get an hour with somebody like Jeff Bradshaw. We had Jeff Bradshaw on a few times. We had Steve Taysom on. I mean, I had Richard Bushman three or four times. We were able to do a lot of mainstream authors, but also people who were very interested. We did a lot on the Mountain Meadows Massacre, as you might imagine, because we were down in St. George. Had some real positive experiences, some negative experiences. I took a lot of criticism for interviewing Dan Vogel once. It did the people must have missed the part of the interview that I don't think he fully appreciated, where we were able to remind the audience that although he claimed to be a returned missionary tradition, it was a little different. So I've been involved in defending the faith in a different way, and I've been involved with Interpreter for the last years doing a regular podcast, Come Follow Me, and this is a new opportunity. I'm very passionate about the Interpreter and its mission. It's for me, it's the old farms, although Farms has now morphed into several entities, one of which is Interpreter, another one is Scripture Central. And there's a lot of crossover between Interpreter contributors and Scripture Central contributors. Fair, I think. I am particularly passionate about the Old Testament myself, but also the New Testament. I like ancient documents, ancient parallels. I do like church history. I am really looking forward to being able to help introduce our audience to a lot of the classic works that Interpreter has put out over the last dozen years. And then sometimes we'll reach back to some of the old farms work or BYU studies. Martin, as a young man, I was greatly influenced, I remember, by Noel Reynolds' article, I think it was in BYU Studies, about the Exodus themes in the Book of Mormon. And I just remember thinking, gosh, that's a great way to read the Book of Mormon. Maybe I could pay more attention to that. And of course, when I ran across farms, it was just like an eye-opening experience. I wrote a couple of things for them. Primarily, most of my writing has been for Meridian Magazine. It's a little more aimed toward a general church audience rather than a scholarly audience, like some of our interpreter articles are. But I'm really passionate about introducing people to the articles, the books, the conferences, everything that interpreter does to get whatever their interest it might be, because obviously everybody has individual interests. And Martin and I are going to be alternating as a general rule. Occasionally we'll be together. Our first couple of programs, we have a special treat in store for you. We'll be interviewing Jeff Bradshaw together for our first two parts. And then, of course, we'll branch out. Martin, tell us about some of your interests.
Well, some of the, excuse me, my main interests in the Old Testament are Genesis and its origins, and the questions about which parts of it are historical and which parts are not. No one would say that Adam's rib creating Eve is genuine historical event. I don't know, maybe some would, but the question of which parts are historical, and how, as Latter-day Saints, we see the book of Genesis is to me quite fascinating. And also the way that Genesis looks at the nature of God and who God is. If you look at Genesis closely, it shows us that God is a divine person, which is something that slowly changes throughout the Old Testament later on.
Well, Martin has a great interest, I have to tell you, also in near-death experiences. That's an area that I'm okay with, but I'm not passionate about. So, there's a lot of different stuff. I think you'll find that both of us have different approaches to a lot of things like Book of Mormon geography, and where Martin has been much more actively involved in defending the faith and involved with farms and interpreter to a greater degree. He's got a lot of breadth and experience that we will be sharing with you as we go forward to find things that interest you, the audience. Martin, you were talking about where do you draw the line in Genesis between myth and reality? And I remember that question is something I pondered myself for a lot of years, and it reminds me of an experience I had with Hugh Nibley. So I didn't know Hugh Nibley very well. I had a class from him. It was an eye-opening experience for me. I've talked about it on the air a few times. But when I got out of BYU, I went into the military and I was stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas for the next 5 years, and almost five. And one time I knew where Nibley walked from one class to another class, and he did it routinely. And so I kind of stalked him. So I was on leave from the military. I went to campus with the specific intent to find Hugh Nibley and walk with him across campus and ask him a question or two. I'm taking my intellectual life in my hands, as I do, you might understand, but I remember distinctly talking to him about it. He goes, "That's a very good question. I've written something about that. I'll tell you what, you come to my office tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and I'll have my secretary copy you this article that I wrote about it." And I thought, okay, great. So this is a highlight for me. I mean, I'm finally going to get the answer to this question, Martin. What's myth? How far do we take this literally versus mythically, symbolically, all the rest? And if anybody has the answers, it's Hugh Nibley, right? I mean, that's just the way it rolls. So I get there, office is locked, no secretary, he doesn't keep regular office hours, and the opportunity slipped away. And frankly, I've come to my own conclusions about that, and we'll talk about that. We're going to be able to especially address that with Jeff Bradshaw, who's done a lot of things that we'll talk about, on these upcoming programs, as well as other interpreter authors. But anyway, it's just one of those anecdotes, I guess you can say, that we all have and we all experience, and it sometimes it's fun to share.
It is. It very much is. I'm looking forward to this, Terry. This will be a great time, and I hope our listeners to this podcast enjoy it as much as we do in presenting.
You bet. And I'd just say, while we're talking about Genesis right now, we are going to be very loosely tied with the Come Follow Me curriculum. So sometimes we'll touch into it, sometimes we won't, just like the interpreter articles. I mean, occasionally you get something random right in the middle that doesn't have anything to do with Come Follow Me, but it still resonates with somebody who finds it. And there's so much that interpreter does in a lot of different ways, and we want to help people find it. So,
Absolutely.
okay, we'll look forward to joining you as we start this new program. And we hope you'll follow us on whatever podcast app that you follow, or you can find us on the Interpreter Foundation website. So thanks for listening. This is Terry Hutchinson, along with Martin Tanner. We're signing off for this week.